You're listening to SBS News.
2 years into the pandemic and Australia is in the grips of its worst COVID-19 wave yet. But while the past few months have been incredibly challenging, experts say we've never been in a better position to tackle the virus. Professor Catherine Bennett says as people return to school and to work, Australia will most likely see an initial spike in cases, which she expects to see even out.
We've been able to manage the seriously ill in hospital. We've had big issues because of the high infection rates in the community trying to manage infection in workforce, in hospitals and elsewhere. But that will come down now that our reported cases are coming down and our hospitalisations have levelled out. So it's a better time to be focusing on now getting back to normal with people going back to work, kids going back to school, and we're doing surveillance screening. So we're going to pick up more cases than we might have over January. But that's important to do. Early detection means those kids aren't in class or those teachers aren't in school. But at the same time, we're in a good position then to keep schools open while we continue to see our case numbers level out, but hopefully continue to decline over February.
As millions of students prepare to return to the classroom next week, pharmacies across Australia are experiencing a surge in bookings as parents race to get their children vaccinated. Rohit Upul is a pharmacist in Sydney's East. He says his pharmacy has seen huge demand from parents who are wanting to see their children vaccinated in time for the school year.
We're really pleased to see how many parents want their kids vaccinated. Our bookings are all full, so we've got more staff on, we've got more nurses on to accommodate the demand.
After two gruelling years of the pandemic, vaccines are offering some comfort to both parents and students.
It's definitely a relief. I feel more comfortable with them starting school, being around friends and doing their normal stuff. Definitely lessens their risk and stuff. So yeah, it's definitely a sense of relief.
Rapid antigen tests will be a huge part of the return to school plan for many states. In New South Wales, all students, teachers and school staff will be required to take two RATs a week. The state on Tuesday saw a spike in hospitalisations to 2,943, but ICU admissions dropped from 196 to 183. 18,512 new infections were recorded, as well as 29 deaths. That's up from 15,091 new cases and 24 fatalities on Monday. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet announced that current restrictions, due to be lifted this week, will be extended until February 28th.
Those restrictions that will be rolling over for this period include density limits of 2 square metres, wearing face masks indoors, no singing and dancing in hospitality venues. These measures are proportionate, particularly taking a cautious approach as we move through and really focus on getting kids back in the classroom on the first day of school this year in a safe way, and as well making sure that we get that non-urgent elective surgery back.
29 deaths were also recorded in Victoria, where the health system remains under strain. There are currently 1,057 in hospital receiving medical care for COVID-19, with 119 of those cases in ICU. The Victorian Health Minister, Martin Foley, cautioned that while things were stabilising, Victoria was yet to be out of the woods.
Whilst we have seen things stabilise over the course of the last week, which is a good thing, it's stabilised at, historically speaking, extraordinarily high levels. And the notion that we're out of this is well and truly premature. Our health system continues to operate under extraordinarily trying circumstances. Our healthcare professionals, our entire healthcare staff are working under pressure like never before.
Rapid antigen tests will also play a key role in Victoria's return to school program, with more than 14 million tests to be delivered to schools and early childhood centres in the coming weeks. Primary and secondary students and staff will be recommended to test themselves twice weekly, while students and staff at specialist schools will be recommended to test 5 times a week. The testing will be voluntary, with the responsibility of reporting results to the Department of Health and to schools falling on parents and guardians. Rapid antigen tests were a hot topic in Canberra today, with the Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese calling for them to be made free and available to all Australians.
Right now, we could strengthen both the safety net and our sense that we are all in this together by making rapid antigen tests available free to every Australian through Medicare, and that is what we should do.
Professor Bill Botell, who is an adjunct professor at the University of New South Wales, agrees that making rapid antigen tests free, among other measures, will be crucial in management of the virus during 2022.
People must have access to RAT tests free at the point of delivery to them. We must upgrade the masks to N95 standards, the highest possible standards, because we know Omicron is spread so easily in aerosol. And there's got to be financial support, let's be frank. I think anybody who's walked through our major cities in the last couple of weeks will have seen the distressing number of four lease signs, the businesses that have gone out of business, and the great pressures that are being placed on the workforce. So all of these things have to be part of a very much upgraded response.
Across the country today, there were altogether 46,845 COVID-19 cases reported and 76 fatalities. The Northern Territory recorded 517 new cases of COVID-19 and no further deaths, marking a sharp increase on the 286 infections tallied yesterday. Tasmania has recorded its third COVID-19 death since their border reopened. The fatality was a 79-year-old woman who suffered with underlying health conditions. The state recorded 643 new cases, with 15 hospitalised for the virus and 3 people in intensive care. One is currently on a ventilator. South Australia recorded 1,869 new cases of the virus, their lowest daily case count so far for the year, though 5 deaths were sadly recorded. 287 people are currently being treated in hospital, including 32 in ICU and 5 requiring ventilation. Professor Catherine Bennett says it's important to remember that all states and territories are dealing with different situations.
The challenge is if you are slower off with your primary course of vaccine, then it delays and pushes out your eligibility time for boosters. And we know the booster is so important for Omicron. That reduces not just that bit further, that risk of serious illness, but it importantly gives you some cross-reactive immunity against symptomatic infection by as much as 2/3 after you've had the booster dose.
Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan has received much criticism over the past week for resisting calls to reopen the state's borders like the rest of the country. The state, which recorded 15 new locally acquired infections in the latest 24-hour reporting period, currently only has 104 active cases throughout the state. There are only 2 people in hospital receiving treatment for the virus, with 1 in intensive care. Professor Bennett points out that many people in WA are not yet eligible for their booster.
So what they are trying to do now is delay the virus taking off, but Omicron is in the community and it might be less that the borders themselves is about trying to keep the virus out. Once the virus is inside, then it's about managing those outbreaks in the community. And if that takes off in the way it's taken off in other states, then the borders become less important. But what they do internally to try and keep a cap on the infection rates will matter because they still have a lot of people who aren't yet eligible for their booster.
Western Australia is the only state or territory with border restrictions for vaccinated travellers. Mr McGowan warns fresh restrictions could be enforced should there be a large-scale outbreak.
But with 15 additional local cases, 2 are unlinked, we need more West Australians to go forward and get tested. I cannot stress this enough. The quicker we find any potential cases in the community, the slower the spread of the Omicron variant will be.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.